Okay, it's Wednesday, September 12th. Thank you. 7 o'clock. This is the Municipal Budget Committee. I'll call the meeting to order. Have the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I haven't heard from Bob Stout. Sue Young couldn't make it tonight, so Russ Dan is here as our selectman's representative. And I'd like everybody to just go introduce themselves so Russ will know who you are.
Stephanie Helming.
Stephanie's the school board rep.
Sorry, yeah.
Todd Keating.
Susan Gill.
Casey Vitale.
Lynn Jagger.
Katrina Miles.
Rick Snow.
Jody Hedgeman.
Still.
Still? That's Russ with two N, Dan, D-A-N-N, because I know he'll be just talking all night long.
Some people want to put an M in there instead of
an N. All right, so let's look at the minutes from last meeting. Are there any changes or corrections to our minutes?
Well, I wasn't here, so Jody clarified, I wasn't here.
It says absent.
Yes, but then down further, it says that was
Yeah, but I think Stephanie. It was more like, it was in, I think we were mentioning what you had said previously.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that it was that you said it.
Yes, it was what you were looking for in the question.
And I never said that, but that's okay.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like I'm sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm
a little chair.
Doesn't that jack up?
Yes, we do.
I feel like that was Stephanie.
Yeah, I said that. We did mention Jody and we were wondering who brought it up, and I think that we had talked about.
Maybe to clarify, we should just give it to Stephanie since Jody wasn't here, speaking from faraway places. so we'll just give Stephanie credit for whatever it was.
So change Jody to Stephanie.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, any other changes? Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve
Todd
the minutes.
Todd moves to approve the minutes, a second.
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Yep, it's unanimous. Okay. Questions from last meeting for the town. Sue sent me a couple of things.
Member of the public.
Oh.
Okay.
Hitchhiker.
Sue sent a couple of things that answered some of the questions.
Outside. There's no more appropriate place for it.
Okay.
I'm listing him as an attendee.
Yeah. The first question was about the fire department water supply line. If you remember, they have zero. For last year, and this shows 4163, but now it shows 568. So we asked what that was. So the answer here is requests have been or will be sent to the trustees of the trust funds for all these expenses to be reimbursed from the Fire Suppression Water Supply Capital Reserve Fund. But that still doesn't tell us what it was for. So then I got an actual expense, which I don't quote. It is 10-inch Ebro air actuated something. 4x10 ProFlow LHD. So it looks like hoses and pipes. Do you know anything about this?
I do not.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, you didn't know in advance. So it looks like it's some fire suppression something. I can't tell you. I don't know the ECO 21350 hose. dry hydrant repair. I understand that one. That was only $48. So, anyway, if we have more questions, we can check with Sue. But apparently they bought some hoses, and they're going to try to get a reimbursement from the trust fund. Now, the other question we had for the town was about the overlay. In the comparative revenue report, there's an overlay, and I didn't know what that was. And this is what this is from Donna Becker. The overlay account is for uncollectible taxes. It is typically used when a homeowner asks for and is granted an abatement, a reduction in property tax liability. The uncollected tax is put into the overlay account in order to reconcile cash received with the original amount billed. We had a very unusual property tax situation with a resident over the past few years, which was resolved this year. I use the overlay account to process payments. After reading your question, I contacted our auditor, explained the situation and how I process the funds. Through this conversation, I realized I used that account incorrectly. It was decided to have the auditor make the correction during our annual audit next year. Going forward, I will manually adjust that line so it will only show the amount of money that should be there, which will give a much more accurate picture of our revenues. So normally the overlay is just the abatements, I guess. So you got billed, whatever, $3,000, and you got an abatement for some reason, so it was $2,900, so that $100 goes in the overlay. And then something different happened this year. Okay. Now, there was a question for Stephanie. Let's see what we were talking about. The two-month coverage for a retiree.
So I was told that the health plans go September to August, and the teachers submit their portion of the payment. So they had to reimburse the portion that the teacher paid in.
So when they retire, the
their plans are covered September through August.
But when they retire, do they stop in July or June or something?
August 31st.
So then why, I guess I don't understand why.
Because I don't know if it was a he or she, they had paid in their portion.
Yeah.
And I guess this was just to journalize that for that teacher. It's part of their contract that their health is from September to August.
I guess I don't understand why they're getting a refund.
She had already paid in. So this is just journalizing the amount that she had already paid in.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Why it's not on why it's not on the same schedule as
was she taken off the policy, and so she got her money back for the months that she was, so she terminated, they terminated her policy before August 31st.
But the policies run September through August 31st, okay. Not the budget year.
Okay, yeah, okay, all right. Okay.
And then I just asked myself, the high school tuition for public academies was an increase of $71,000. She said it was just a change in school. Same student went to a different school. So it's just a reallocation of funds.
Oh, okay. That was in the budget adjustments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, the Retown report we're going to look at first. This is the expense report through August 31st. Any questions on the town expense report? Oh, before we do this, I'm going to let Dennis speak, because that was a question that was sort of, we discussed, but it wasn't really a question.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about Dennis's budget and the fact that the winter budget has gone over, what, about 25,000?
Yeah, roughly 26, I think.
But we haven't touched the warrant article.
Right.
That's still 100,000 there. So did you want to...
Yeah, what we normally do is we never transfer that money. It'll appear as an overage until December 30th, and then on the 31st, we take that excess winter charge it against the warrant article. This year, on my regular budget, I've got to move a lot of money around from different line to line due to weather and other things. So there's going to be some lines that are way over, but we'll take it out of other lines so the bottom line will stay the same. There is FEMA reimbursement coming for one of the snowstorms. I don't remember which one. Probably should come in as revenue in the next 2 months. Probably it's around $18,000, roughly. So that will come in as revenue, but it'll always show as an expense to the highway department. Same as the more highway fund, I'm going to use about $13,000 to $15,000 out of that, which is the interest on the account. It'll be charged as an over, it'll appear as an overage right through the end of the year, and even it'll never get taken off because it goes, when we get reimbursed for it, it goes back into the general fund. So at the end of the year, even if I stay right within my bottom line, it's going to appear to be $14,000, $15,000 over because of that reimbursement. So, but we usually don't do any of that stuff till the very end of the year. So, so in reality, if we have a bad winter between now and the end of December, I'll probably look like I'm $130,000 over budget, and then all of a sudden, one day later, we'll look like we're in pretty decent shape, other than the more highway fund money. So, just wanted to explain that. I don't know if Sue had clarified all that, but I wanted to.
Okay, you're talking about the FEMA money. We got $95,000 last year, or block grant aid. Is that the FEMA money?
No, that's not FEMA. That's the highway block grant money. That we get quarterly payments from the state highway block grant money that really just offsets my budget. So say for instance, we raised $300,000 for the highway department on our budget. $95,000 of that is reimbursed by this, but it shows up in the general fund. It doesn't show up. So it happens on paper, basically. The state gives us that money, and it just offsets my budget. It doesn't get added to my budget.
But this year it shows zero year to date.
No, we've gotten at least 2 payments from them. They're quarterly, so we haven't got 3. The third one should be coming shortly.
Because it shows 96,707 last year and 0 this year.
Well, we've gotten at least 2, and if we haven't gotten the third one, it must be
soon. Are we going to get about the same as last year?
Yeah, it comes out about the same. That's based on our road miles. And every year I update the road miles. Say if we add a subdivision and it's 3/4 of a mile long, we add that 3/4 of a mile to our road miles, and it increases our revenue from the state.
I'm looking at the third to the last page on the comparative revenue report.
There's not even anywhere else obvious it would be.
Unless they lumped it in the federal and state.
But I mean, there's a special line for block grant aid.
Yeah.
So
right. It should show up.
It's not there. Okay.
So FEMA money is only for a disaster. If we have a disaster or we get a mitigation grant, we have 2 failed culverts on North Road we're trying to get a FEMA grant to fix. I don't know how successful we're going to be, but we're going to need well over $100,000 probably. So hopefully we'll get that. Otherwise, it's going to have to be added to next year's budget. So.
Okay, I'll check with Donna and find out where the block grant aid that we've received so far this year. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, any questions on the town?
The grant should be coming from the bottom there, from federal and state governments. Your $81,176. That's where your block grants would show up.
But on the revenue report, she's got block grant aid, SB 38-2007. I mean, she's got an actual line for the block grant aid on the revenue report. The third to the last page.
It's like 2017 on that line.
Yeah. So
I wonder if it is somewhere else. The 2018 money is somewhere else.
But see, if you look at the total revenues, we're down. And see, if you look on the first page, the federal and state, we're down $95,000.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that must be the block grant aid. So I don't know. I'll check with Donna and find out. Okay. Any other questions on the town report? No questions? Okay. We'll move on. Next is the proposed budget adjustments for the school. Any questions on that? We see these every month. Okay. And then the enrollment report. We're holding our own here.
Well, I was pleased to see that big class of eighth graders graduated, and we've
56 new enrollments on the first day.
Well, if you look at what I was, say the first grade from last year was 34, this year it's 36.
Yeah.
Second grade was 35, and now it's 36. Third grade was 30, now it's 37. So you can see we're adding kids to each grade, but we got rid of that big eighth grade class. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, there was 40 some odd of them.
And then we only had 22 in kindergarten, so, 22 in kindergarten, but we have 28 in first grade, so.
Some people do private because of all day.
I was thinking some kids maybe don't go to public kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier if you need childcare before, after. Yeah.
Do we still only have half day?
No, we have full day, but if you need like childcare until 6, 7 at night, or if you don't,
When you have the younger one in the same daycare that offers kindergarten,
right?
We didn't put our kids in kindergarten here because it was just easier to keep them in one.
Keep them in the same
building.
Place.
Yeah,
right. So, anyway, okay. I guess we don't have high school.
I asked when we would get those, and she said October.
We don't have high school. Okay. The revenue report. Any questions there? No? Okay. Keep going. The general fund, this is the expenditure report. This is just for 2 months, really. September. Yeah, so this is, any questions on that one? It's not really much. Not much has happened. Okay. Then we finally have our end of year report.
I know we voted on it, but I'm wondering if this must be the final. I don't know.
Expenditure report, June 30th, 2018.
Yeah, usually, though, when did we normally get it? In October? I asked her for it.
We usually get it in October.
Yeah. I don't know if she's had the final review on that.
Well, if it changes a little bit, I don't think anybody's going to get upset. So we'll look at the last page first, because that's probably the most interesting.
August 31st, or which one do you have?
June
30th. This is June 30th, last report.
The one that says there's $397,638.58 coming back.
I have July 31st.
Oh, because you have last month's in there also. You have last month's reports and this month's reports. Yes, you do.
Okay.
I gave you one.
Keep going. Next one.
August. July. No.
June 30th.
Here, I have an extra.
I'm like, I know I wasn't like crazy here.
Okay, so it shows $397,638 going back to the town. Now, usually we get an itemized list of encumbrances.
Right.
So that would be nice. $70,000 in encumbrances.
I wonder if part of that is the school books. I'll ask.
Yeah.
The textbooks.
Okay, so let's just take a look at some of this. Any questions on the first page? I'm going to go page by page because I just think there's a couple of things that we should look at. Any questions on the first page? Okay, let's go to page two.
We're going to skip one.
Well, so nobody had a question on page one. If you have a question on page one, I won't skip it. What I like to look, since we're getting into the new budget season, I like to look at what we budgeted and what we spent and which items are off. And it's not always a bad thing. There's probably a good reason for it. I noticed in special ed, for example, teacher salaries, we budgeted 170. But we only spent 152. Did we like get rid of teachers or something? Because to me, that would be something you would know from the very beginning of the year what that would be. Did we?
Which line are you looking at?
1105, the second one down.
Yeah, 5112.
Yeah, 1200, the second one.
Yeah.
Teachers. So that's special ed teachers.
Yeah.
Could it be an aide that you had to get rid of? You had to get rid of. Did a child go to another school and then?
But aren't the aides in a different line?
Special ed teachers. I'm wondering, because it's not a regular. Because
the paraprofessionals are in the next line.
Yeah, I'll have to ask.
And that one went up. I mean, we needed more than we budgeted.
There's a couple of big lines down here that we had no budget for. Mm-hmm. The SPED High School Professional Education and other professional services. And I wonder if they had to take money from one to cover the other.
They do that throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
You don't know who's moving in or out.
And same with the health insurance line. 5211. We started with 103,000. But we only spent 76. So, like, I was thinking maybe
somebody didn't elect for it or.
Somebody, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Don't you have to budget for everyone in case they do take the health insurance? But then if my husband has it, then we're not going to know until the end of the year.
You have to budget for your ex, like, some people take the buyout. Well, if they take the buyout, you don't have to budget as if they're going to take the health insurance.
But you don't know because we're budgeting for...
That's over budgeting.
1920, so you have to budget for...
You don't have to. No. I know they choose to.
But this is the thing. So we're budgeting on 1920. People aren't going to tell you if they elect out in 2018, if they're electing out in 2020.
Well, if you did it that way, then you would... Oh, I guess the buyout. See, then you wouldn't budget for the buyout at all if you were going to do that. But they budgeted for the buyout.
Where?
$12,000. 5122. So if you're budgeting somebody for the buyout, I wouldn't think you'd budget for health insurance for the same person.
Oh, yeah. And they budgeted pretty much exactly what it was.
I'm wondering where they move things around throughout. Although that's the original budget, so I'll have to ask, how do they know?
I mean, I know she's just guessing. She can't know at the beginning of the year. I'm still on special ed, 5563. Public academies, we started at 363 and we only spent 266. But that could have been a kid that left or something.
Or
I don't
graduated
know.
Or...
221 for other LEAs.
Oh, you know what? There was a student who transferred back into Pinkerton, wasn't there? Who transferred from a special high school to Pinkerton.
Yeah, there was. That was this year, though, right?
I think it was last year.
One just started this year. Was at a charter school. It's at Pinkerton now.
But this is special ed.
This is special ed.
I know there was a student who was going to special high school in 2017. 18.
Okay.
And transferred to Pinkerton like a month within the start of school.
Right. Like a week before.
That was
Okay. Page three, any questions? Page four. Page five.
So,
yeah?
I'm just going to go back to the SPED total budget. What was the total budget?
Let's see, the SPED...
Original budget was 1.6.
Was 1.6, and we spent 1.5.
Okay.
1.638,
yeah.
And we spent a 1.537.
Okay.
So we're about $100,000,
okay,
below what we budgeted.
What's the $70,859, right?
What's
yeah.
that?
Because they revised their budget to 1.608.
Where are you? What line?
The total, 1,200 total.
Yeah, amount remaining is $70,859.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay.
Right, because they moved money out and then spent less than that, so that's the remaining. The remaining isn't
right.
based on what we originally budgeted. It's mm-hmm. based on after they took money out. Right. Okay. Page five, anything?
It's still hard to even use this when you're working on the 19-20 budget.
Right.
You don't know what the 18-19 budget.
Right.
Over budgeting or under budgeting is.
Right. If we had a separate town meeting, we could do the budget on a timely basis. You know what I mean? But we can't because we do our town meeting in March.
Yeah.
We always everybody does town meeting in March. So. Okay.
Speech. We didn't need as much speech. That's lovely.
Page six. And page seven. I had a question on page seven. A few years ago, we started with a 5-year building improvement plan,
mm-hmm.
and there were a lot of improvements that needed to be made.
Mm-hmm.
So we increased that line substantially. So this year we budgeted 46,000, but we only spent 31. Does that mean a lot of those things have all been fixed?
So which line?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on line 5434, maintenance building improvements.
So you budgeted 46.
We budgeted 45. Nine.
So there was 12. 7, 8 left over.
And we only spent 31,000.
I have to ask for a list of what was budgeted and what didn't get done.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know if any of that's included in the encumbrances.
And I was wondering that too, because a lot of time they encumber and do it in the summer.
Yeah.
Because it's not really
there.
It's easy.
Yeah. So I don't know, because there were so many things in that building improvement plan. I was just really surprised that the whole thing.
The building improvement plan was presented this prior June. So that will be in our 19-20 budget.
Well, there was a 5-year plan that was.
Yes, originally.
Yeah.
It had to be modified a little.
Yeah, but there was a lot there. I mean, there was.
There's a lot.
A lot.
There's a lot.
So, anyway, you can check and see. And maybe that is some of the encumbrances, you're right. Okay. Any other questions on page seven? Page eight. We have quite a bit.
Like athletic trans? Athletic transportation? Is that busing?
I would assume so.
Okay, thank you. So I'm assuming that, but...
Mm. And it's probably down because they didn't have drivers. We couldn't use it.
Yeah.
I'm curious why regular ed transportation was down, but that's...
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Well, you guys got rid of a bus last year, right? Central.
Last year?
You had budgeted for two. One for Central.
But we
didn't budget. Two for Central, one for Pinkerton. And then you guys got rid of one for Central.
Maybe
so you were down to 1-to-1. So that would free a whole bus.
Buses are 50,000 a year, though. So I'd have to
Yeah, this is $22,000 left over.
It was like they got rid of it in January.
Oh, okay.
You got rid of it right after the new year.
Oh.
And the kids from, there was only like two kids riding it. That's why they got rid of the central bus, so.
It would be $50,000 off the original budget as opposed to the revised budget, which would fit with that story.
Because let me tell you, some high school parents not happy.
About this year's bus?
No, last year.
Oh, who cares about last year? This year kicks ass. Last year sucked, but this year is really good.
When they actually do their job.
Okay, anything else on page 8?
So, like, they budgeted for computer stuff, but it didn't get purchased? Or is it being encumbered? Or is it...
Which...
So, like...
5734.
Like, software and stuff of that sort.
IT, computer equipment.
I don't think you're buying much for $2,500 anyway.
No, but... Yeah, look, the replacement equipment was over, so I wonder.
Yeah.
Mm. New computer. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a charter school. Is that the first time we've ever had this line item, correct? On page 9?
Charter school expenses. Why would we pay for a charter school?
Because you have to pay your state aid to their charter school.
But they choose to go to the charter school.
You still have to.
You
pay
still
pay.
Portion.
Somebody had explained that. Yeah, there's a portion.
Yeah, you still pay.
Your state aid.
Yeah.
So that's more than one child.
Yeah, we
14,000. Yeah.
We had several charter school kids last year.
So.
And this year, 3 from my daughter's grade left to go to charter school. From
I'm just curious. Let's look at this year and see what we've got for charter school.
Oh, is that already on? When do they, like, does state aid come in every month, or is it like?
Well, there's $6,800 budgeted this year for the charter school. Yeah.
But it wouldn't be something you would budget in, because then you wouldn't...
You don't know.
You don't know until...
So when they were working on...
They probably just looked at
so this
who
is our
they
budget.
Had for last year and what grade they were in.
Yeah, so
right,
those three were new.
Guessed.
Right.
Yeah.
What's this? We don't have a budget for this yet, do we? Oh, no, sorry. The original was there. Never mind. I didn't say my own question.
Yeah, I'm looking at the August 31st.
Yeah, it's...
Okay,
yes, I know.
So the bottom line and the 70,000 encumbrance, and you'll get us a list. So.
Yeah, I wonder, that'll help us out.
And that'll show what's in there that shows left over and still encumbered money. Okay. Any other questions on this?
I bet you a chunk of that is those science textbooks. $40,000
that we didn't buy.
Haven't bought, but we're utilizing the new program, as far as I know.
So maybe we bought them. Oh, okay.
So buying.
Is that what? Yeah, I saw those science books. We didn't.
That came up at a different meeting, I think.
Yeah, and they said they were going to buy them. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I forgot where that was.
That was early on.
It's on the first
textbooks
page.
Textbooks or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. 5641.
Yeah.
5641. Textbooks. No, that's no science was it's.
Yeah, 5641 is $39,000.
Science textbooks. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
$40,000.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Any questions? Good. Now the last thing on here is a calendar for the budget season.
Yes.
I don't have the calendar because. Nobody has set their dates. You have?
Well, we wanted to propose 5th for the first, December 5th for meet with the budget committee at the school.
Okay.
December 5th. Which is a...
I was going to say, what day of the week is that? December 5th is a Wednesday?
I think we did it on the... Yes.
Okay. As far as I know, that will be okay. Let me check for to find space.
They said we usually do the first one at the school, in the library.
Oh, with the meeting for everybody. Yeah, you're right, we do.
And then, yeah.
So you can reserve the library.
Yes.
Okay, so December 5th is a joint meeting with the school board and the SAU.
Yes, 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And then they wanted me to ask about when you wanted to schedule a public hearing.
Last year we did the public hearing on the school budget on the 14th of December. Let's see, we did the town on the 13th. I don't know for sure, but it'll probably be around the 13th of December, I'm guessing. If we follow the same thing we followed last year.
And that's here?
Yes. Except that's on a Thursday, so I have to check and make sure this room's available.
Okay.
If not, sometimes we have to do it at the library. Or I think that somebody has a meeting, like the trustees or something had a meeting, but they agreed to go upstairs, I think, so we could do it here. So I'll check it. Last year, the town we did on the 12th, that would have been our regular meeting. So I'm guessing the 13th, but I'm not positive. I'll check. December 13th for the public hearing, maybe. On the school budget. The town, you haven't set any dates for the deliberative session or anything?
No, we haven't. We're having next Monday is our going to be a budget meeting.
Yeah, the selectmen meet on
Monday. Last year it was on February 8th. It says on our somewhat of a timeline, deliberative session number one is between the first and second Saturdays after the last Monday in January.
Yeah. So it'll be somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. So today's the 13th. So next, the 17th? Yeah. So Monday the 17th, if anybody's interested, the selectmen are going to meet 7? 6? I think it's 6.
Yeah, I think it's 6, yes. That's 6.
To 6 o'clock?
To
formulate the budget for this year.
Wednesday the 17th.
Monday.
Monday
so
the
10th. September.
Okay. Yeah, September 10th. This coming Monday.
They're 6 o'clock. Yeah. Rather than doing it on a Saturday.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll probably look at that budget at our next meeting. I presume it'll be ready for us to review. Which would be October 10th, right? Yeah. And then in November, we usually meet with the selectmen and have our preliminary votes on the town budget. So next meeting, we'll look at there. So I suspect the schedule will look sort of the same as it did last year. Just the dates will be this year. Okay. And as soon as you guys have your dates, let me know for your deliberative session. Last year was February 8th. With a snow date on February 10th. So.
Is this what I'm looking at here? It's February 6th, yeah. They put it on their plan as February 6th.
But that's tentative, or is that for sure?
I'm thinking that's for sure.
Okay, so the
school. With a snow date of the 9th.
Oh, wait, school deliberative session? February 6th at 6 o'clock. You guys do early.
Mm-hmm.
At 6 o'clock. And the snow date is
February 9th, which would be, I think that's the Saturday of
That's a Saturday.
9 o'clock?
I don't have a time, but 9 sounds good.
Well, that's, I'm just looking at last year. The snow day was February 10th at 9 o'clock. So I'll...
Last year it was 7, by the way.
Was it at 7?
It said 7 on my calendar, but that's okay.
Well, maybe we did it.
It says 6 on our schedule.
It does, all right. Then 6 it is.
I usually get there an hour late. So, because I go at 7. So, I think last year I got there on time and it was 6 o'clock.
And then the 9th, is that it? You said the 9th?
The snow date is on the 9th.
And the 2nd. Do I have a 2nd snow date? No.
And we don't have a deliberative, did you say? I'm sorry, I'm missing it. I'm trying to put it on my calendar.
Well, I'll give you the real thing.
Okay.
When I'm positive of all everything.
Perfect.
And just wait, Jody.
Town meeting.
We have February vacation.
Oh.
That's the end of February, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be done by, say, February 10th or something. So don't worry. It won't mess up February vacation. Okay, so maybe by next time the selectmen will have some dates for us. The deliberative session and the town meeting. So we can make up our schedule.
Okay.
Figure out when all our hearings have to be. Okay. All right. Any other questions, issues? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Oh, a motion to adjourn.
Katrina, here.
Over me?
Yes.
I need the board to authorize reimbursement of $90 for attending the NHMA seminar today. I have copies of the revisions or the addendum to the 2017 thing. I'll make them for everybody. And as an after the meeting note, there's a bag over there that's got corn in it. I would like each of you to take a sample, and then I have a quarter mile of corn. And each of you is invited to come over and get whatever you'd like. No cost, just come over and...
That way you don't have to peck it?
Bring some tick stuff, because there's
a lot
of corn.
You have corn in your garden?
Huh?
You have corn in your garden?
Yeah.
The squirrels ate 10 rows of corn. I had nothing.
Everybody.
I'm sending them to your house next year.
I went on Saturday on the highway.
Plus there's a bunch of big pumpkins that something's eating up.
Okay. We don't have to approve that because we budgeted for that. You have to give it to Donna.
Somehow I think it should be approved. If you want to just give it, Donna knows I was there because she was there. And she.
Well, I asked Donna and she said, I asked her.
I need a reimbursement somehow.
I'll give this to Donna.
Take it in corn.
No, I already have the corn.
This is for Donna. Okay, you.
I motioned.
did anybody second it?
I will second.
Thank you.
Susan seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll see you next month.
Aye.